Bear biographies. This is my latest and greatest big idea. Imagine this. Having someone share the best, most interesting, intimate, worthwhile parts of their life. And do it all while revealing everything. No clothes on. Full nude. Imagine if you go to a recovery meeting, something like a speaker meeting, except the person is naked. Yes, it's not. It is original. I think that is amazing because it's intimate. It's personal. It's a really deep connection. It gives us something in a way that is unusual, that's vulnerable instead of exploitive. There's very few contexts where we see nudity in a way that's vulnerable and that's given to us with trust. We see it in a lot of other ways that's kind of nasty or gross, anywhere from people who work in hospitals to people watching adult movies online. One of the only places many of us get to see true vulnerability and have our souls bared is in the bedroom with a partner. This is the kind of experience we're looking for here, except nothing sexual about it. It's only intimate. Imagine the best stories of people's lives. If you go to things like Alcoholics Anonymous, like I do every day, or I imagine this happens at other types of recovery meetings, imagine hearing the very best stories of someone's life, the stories they'd usually rather keep private. For example, if you want a reference, take a look at my book, Speaker Meeting 2017, on Amazon and Audible. You will not believe all the stuff I put in that book. Because I'm an immortal soul on an adventure here to help until this body passes away and then on to a new adventure. Why not put all my best stories out there? It's our best stories. Often the things we're most ashamed of at one point in our lives, that we're frustrated, that we're awful. These are the stories that tend to have the most power when we share them in our lives. Now imagine, imagine... I moved the screen around on the... I'm doing this on a podcast and on YouTube. So if it's on the podcast, you couldn't see what I did. If it's on YouTube, you could. Imagine a show that you could watch where the person would be fully absolutely no armor on, no clothes on, and no armor mentally. Just give you bare their soul. That, to me, is something I would watch every single day. I am imagining how personal and connected this would be. I see a world of people starving for this kind of content, frustrated with the inability to connect and get the truth out of other people. The truth being the stories that are nearest and dearest and most powerful in our hearts. To have an experience with someone who really connects. There's people, I'm grateful I've got a wife and family. I go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day and I share. I get a lot of opportunities to connect and be vulnerable and bear my soul with people. There were a lot of points in my life where those were most infrequent. And this is a show where we get the chance to just share this all over the world. Now, I'm grateful today that I've learned and progressed to the point where I'm open to any kind of help to make this show a reality. I'm imagining this. I'm imagining fantastic power and energy about this show, where people who have incredible lives just take everything off and share their story and just blow you away with what you hear. This show makes watching regular TV dull. Because we're drawn to stories. And a lot of the TV shows I watch are so lame compared to a person just bearing their soul. The drama on TV shows is so boring compared to what a real person will tell you about their life. And if they will be really vulnerable and share the good stuff. I'm grateful I was initially planning to just ask for a very certain type of help to say, well, let's do it this way. But I've realized I'm open to whatever we need to do to make this possible collectively. That means if you take this idea and run with it and do it all yourself, good. I just want a link to the show so I can watch it. I am loving the idea of this show existing, however it comes into reality. I think this would make an amazing show on HBO or Showtime or something similar. I think this could be a huge hit somewhere like HBO or Showtime. I have no idea how to pitch HBO or Showtime right this moment. I'm open to learning how to do that. I'm open to helping produce this on myself as the first episode. I'll take it all off. I'll be the first episode. Of course I will. And I am willing to find more people who will do the same thing. I imagine there's thousands of people who are capable of doing amazing episodes of this show. People that you would not watch any other show until you'd watched everyone. This would make something like Game of Thrones. I mean, who could watch about fantasy killing when you could watch a real person get naked and share the truth? That is really exciting. In a world of almost no one gets naked and shares the truth. I'm grateful to be here with you today. If you want to help make this a reality, and I imagine you got to this point, you do. Here's what a few things I can think that will make it happen. First, just leave a like on this version of the video on YouTube. That makes a huge difference. That'll share this with more people who might be able to do other things like get this on HBO or produce the show themselves or fund me to do the show, whatever. I'm down for it. They say they're down for whatever. I'm down for whatever. Another thing you can do is share this episode as a podcast from jerrybanfield.com/podcast. That can help a lot. Also, if you've got a very specific idea in the YouTube comments, will you please drop a comment there? Say, connect me, whatever you think will be helpful. I trust you can drop a comment here. I filmed this on a background of stock videos as a stark contrast to my vision of what I'm imagining. These stock videos are essentially the opposite of what I'm imagining. Totally fake, totally staged, everyone's clothed. It's the opposite experience. Just boring, generic videos where now the people, I would love to see all the people in these videos get naked and tell the truth. But in all of them, it's some boring generic thing. It's another business presentation. It's another pitch, as so many of my videos are. It's something that we don't get a chance to really connect and get the power of story out there. It's statistics, it's models, it's fake business presentations. It's boring. We've got a world full of this already. What we've got the opportunity to create is a world full of vulnerable, courageous souls that bear the truth, all of the truth, with no armor and with no shame, with full honesty and transparency. This is an example of what I'm making. I'm making a course on Skillshare right after this. Something like, I'll put a link in the description. If you want the course, just, or go to my Skillshare profile at Skillshare. Just go to jerrybanfield.com and click on courses and it'll take you to my Skillshare profile. I'm using this as an example of what to me is the definition of great content or quality content. I asked several Facebook partners that I'm making a video on that about what is great content. And to me, great content is something that a video, audio, blog post, or any kind of communication that is intended to kind of go out from one to many. So something one person can do and be communicated to many. Great content to me is something that fulfills a genuine human need for connection, love, understanding, entertainment. And it's something that is based on the truth of the person who's sharing it. Therefore, honesty. And it's based on an assumption of underlying connection, often that's executed through interaction. On a live streaming video on Facebook, that might mean I respond to comments. On a podcast, it might mean I create it based on what listeners have shared with me in previous episodes. It might mean for a blog post that I link to other things that are relevant and mention what readers have suggested before. In a book, it might mean I get a lot of feedback in publishing that book. Quality content to me is something we do through a workflow process. It's sharing our best ideas openly with the world instead of keeping them secret. And this is intended to be an exact example of that for you. This is the best idea I have for the world today, right this moment. It's a gigantic idea. It's an idea that lots of us might be tempted to just keep secret. To say, well, I'm just not going to tell anybody about that because someone might steal it. Please steal this idea. Please steal this idea. I bought the domain name. You can use the exact same name. I'll be happy to sell you the domain name. If you want to steal it completely, please take this idea. You see, when we have something real to share that's exciting, there's no possessiveness in it. Because I am loving the idea of watching these bear biographies so much. Feel free. Go ahead. Steal the idea. I will be happy to just watch. If I could just watch and not have to do anything else, that sounds awesome. If you want me to produce it myself, I can do that. I've got a video editor, James Brooks. I imagine he'd be willing to edit these. I've got a transcriber who could help make these into blog posts on my website. I've got an editor, Michel Girard. I imagine he would love to help get these edited into maybe even a book if desired or blog posts. I have the ability to go film these both myself with as myself and in person with anyone else locally who wants to be a subject for an episode. I've got a Patreon account where I've seen a business model for a Twitch streamer proven very effective at offering what appears to be, I don't know, but because I haven't signed up for her account, but what appears to be a proven system. You put a video on Vimeo where you can be fully naked, then you put that on Patreon to people who are paying. I've got a system set up to monetize it if desired. But I'm grateful today. I see that with quality content, you just share the truth that's inside you, with honesty, kindness, love, consideration of others, and then you respond to feedback. So I think now I've fully fleshed out the basics of the idea. And I am ready now. To me, the other end of quality content is to receive the feedback and make it interactive. Thank you very much for watching this or listening to it on my podcast. I love you. You're awesome. I'm thinking of you, but now my video's on YouTube. You see my face everywhere you go. Yeah, I'm thinking of you every day. That was like a little randomly remixed Kesha. All right, I'm done. Later.